Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. It is December 8th, 2024, and I have a message I believe the Lord has for you today. Today I'm going to talk about From Gardens to Glory, Following God's Leading Hand. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, thank you for being here today. Thank you for speaking to us, for providing for us, being so good to us. So faithful. We love you, Yeshua. And I ask that my voice be your voice and help me to speak to the people this message that you have put on my heart, you've given to me today with your heart. Let it be an encouragement and a blessing to them and draw them closer to you in your precious name. Amen. Beloved, have you ever noticed how God often speaks to us through images we can understand? Just as he used burning bushes, flowing rivers, and mustard seeds to convey profound truths to his people, he continues to use vivid pictures to guide us today. I want to share with you a powerful message about God's guidance and our journey of faith. As I prayed about the message you wanted me to share today, I had a vision. I was on a garden path. I saw the white flowered arch where I entered. I was picking and eating giant blueberries and strawberries and carrots. Yeshua came and took me by the hand and said, "Don't look at where you have been. Let me lead you to where you are going." He then led me down the path towards a diamond mountain in the distance. Scripture tells us that gardens symbolize God's abundant care and provision. Think back to the very beginning. God placed Adam and Eve in a garden. It wasn't just any garden. It was a place of intimate fellowship where God himself would walk with them in the cool of the day. When God places us in his garden, he surrounds us with evidence of his provision. Just as he provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness, he continues to provide for us today. The oversized fruits in our spiritual gardens remind us that his provision often exceeds our expectations. Ephesians 3:20 tells us, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine." I want to expound on the spiritual significance of the symbolism in my vision. First, let's talk about the gateway of new beginnings. You know, there's something profound about gateways in Scripture. White in biblical symbolism represents purity and divine presence. When we pass through God's appointed gateways, we're stepping into new seasons he has ordained for us. Yeshua is the door and the white arch in my vision. In my vision, the white flowered arch where I entered holds profound spiritual significance, particularly when we consider Yeshua's declaration about himself in John 10-7, which is one of the seven crucial I Am declarations he made. Yeshua said, "I am the door." This wasn't just a metaphor. It was a declaration of his divine role in our salvation journey. The white arch in my vision connects beautifully with biblical symbolism in several ways. One, in purity and transition. Passing through an arch symbolizes the act of rebirth, leaving the old behind and entering the new. The color white in biblical context represents purity, innocence, and divine presence. Yeshua is the pure, innocent, and divine entrance to our rebirth. We are born again by entering in through Yeshua. The gate or entrance in biblical symbolism represents God's presence and protection. Just as the tabernacle gate with its white linen represented purity and separation from the world. The white arch symbolizes entering into a sacred place with God. It is a place of separation from the world and its ways, and entering into a holy relationship with the Most High. Yeshua's statement about being the door carries multiple layers of meaning. There's an exclusive path to salvation. He said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture," in John 10:9. This emphasizes that only through Yeshua is salvation possible. We have access to abundance. When Yeshua declares himself as the door, he promises not just entry, but abundant life. He came that we might have life, an abundant life, life to the full. This connects with the abundant fruit I found inside the garden. The white flowered arch in my vision represents divine transition. Just as gates in scripture were places of divine revelation, the arch marks a significant spiritual transition. I was translated, and you can be translated, out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. It's a sacred entry. Each decision we make regarding spiritual gates determines our destiny. Our passage through the white arch symbolizes choosing to enter through Christ, the true door. And there's a promise of provision. The door of Christ leads to finding pasture, spiritual security, and provision. The fact that Yeshua then took my hand and led me forward from this point is significant. He is not just the door of entry, but also the shepherd who leads his sheep. His words about not looking back align with the scripture's emphasis on pressing forward toward the prize, showing that while he is the door of entry, he is also the guide for the journey ahead. I want to share a little bit more about the symbolism of the fruits and vegetables in my vision. Blueberries. They represent divine provision and spiritual abundance, as well as healing. In biblical symbolism, blueberries represent abundance, blessing, and God's provision, and this connects to several biblical principles. God is faithful to provide. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." The oversized blueberries in my vision emphasize supernatural provision. Spiritual nourishment. They symbolize divine restoration and hope. Much like the manna God provided for Israel in the wilderness, manna represented bread. The bread of heaven came down to earth to sustain them. Yeshua is our daily bread, and he sustains us. Blueberries also represent Holy Spirit revelation that brings a renewed mind and healing. We are told in Romans 12:2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." As our minds are renewed, Yeshua's provision holds healing for us. He took the stripes that we might be healed mentally, spiritually, and physically. He also provides healing and provision in every area of our life. Strawberries represent pure love and kingdom growth. Strawberries represent symbols of virtue, purity, and perfection throughout Christian tradition. This spiritual significance includes divine love. They symbolize love, passion, and healing. This reflects God's perfect love for his people. As we are empowered to love as well, there is healing for relationships. He empowers us to love him, ourselves, and others. We represent a kingdom reality. The strawberries represent the kingdom of heaven that is present with us now. as Yeshua taught in Luke 17:21. As we walk in the Spirit as kingdom citizens, we carry the kingdom with us and can advance the kingdom in our spheres of influence by destroying the works of the devil, first in ourselves and then in others. Carrots represent spiritual discernment and growth. Carrots symbolize physical and spiritual sustenance, growth, and prosperity. Their spiritual meaning encompasses divine discernment. They indicate God's gift of discernment to help avoid pitfalls. This connects with Hebrews 5:14. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to distinguish between good and evil. The carrots take strong teeth to eat. They're not for babies. Not unless you cook them and make them extremely soft. But raw carrots, straight from the garden, crunch, 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 got to have strong teeth for that. So that's why the carrots represent food for the mature. Because mature adults have strong teeth. Babies don't. They're still growing. And so they represent spiritual growth. They represent inner wisdom and personal growth. This aligns with 2 Peter 3:18, which instructs us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They represent perseverance and motivation. Growth and prosperity require us to be motivated to persevere and keep moving forward. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, pay close attention to yourself and to the teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. With combined symbolism, these fruits and vegetables together in my vision create a powerful message. There's a theme of abundance. Fruit in scripture often symbolizes prosperity and divine outcomes. The oversized nature of these foods in my vision emphasizes supernatural provision. The abundant provision that the Lord has promised us. Spiritual nourishment. In biblical context, fruits and vegetables represent God's provision for both physical and spiritual nourishment. Genesis 1:29 establishes God's intention for these foods to sustain his people. He told Adam and Eve, every tree, every fruit-bearing tree was for their food. So God intends for us to have nourishment through fruits and vegetables. It represents kingdom growth. The combination of these elements suggests a season of spiritual maturity and kingdom advancement. This connects with Jesus' teaching about the kingdom of God growing like a seed in Mark 4:26-29. The fact that I was actively eating these fruits and vegetables in the vision suggests active participation in and reception of God's blessings and spiritual nourishment. Galatians 5:22-23 tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and that against such things there is no law. We should be actively growing in these fruits and actively seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided to me, to you, to us, as we are instructed in Matthew 6:33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Amen. The hand of divine guidance. But here's where it gets personal, beloved. The image of Yeshua taking our hand speaks volumes. Remember Peter walking on water? When did he sink? When he took his eyes off Yeshua. When did he rise? When Yeshua took his hand. Yeshua told me, don't look at where you have been, Let me lead you to where you are going. These words echo Paul's declaration in Philippians 3:13-14. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Yeshua is our shepherd. He leads us by still waters. He leads us to good pasture. And he leads us to our destiny, the mountain of promise. Mountains in scripture represent meeting places with God. Moses received the law on a mountain. Yeshua was transfigured on a mountain. The diamond mountain in my vision represents something precious and eternal, God's ultimate purpose for our lives. And there's a verse that talks about the mountain of God. And that, beloved, is our goal. We want to be in and on the mountain of God. Mountain of God represents the kingdom of God. His mountain, where we are looking for a kingdom not made by hands, full of angels and in the presence of our Lord and Savior. That is precious and eternal. The kingdom of God will never end. Amen. Let me ask you today, what past experiences are you still fixated on that God is asking you to release? God's hand is extended to you, waiting for you to grasp it. Will you take his hand and let him lead you forward in your journey? What mountain has he placed in your vision that seems impossible to reach without him? The life as a Christian can be difficult. We are required to take up our cross daily. There will be trials and tribulations. But when we fixate our eyes on the Lord and take his hand and let him lead us, we will make it. Yes, we will make it. We will have victory in our Lord Yeshua. Beloved, your journey with God is not about where you've been. It's about where he's leading you. Like a master gardener, he's cultivated the path before you. Like a loving father, he extends his hand. Like a faithful guide, he points to the mountain ahead. Come, let me take you to the mountain. He's calling me, he's calling you to the mountain of God, which is precious and eternal. The question isn't whether he's provided the path. He has. The question isn't whether his hand is extended. It is. The question is, will you take his hand? Will you fix your eyes not on where you've been, but on where he's leading? Remember, the harvest of your journey represents both God's provision for you and his blessing for others. Your diamond mountain, your destiny in him, isn't just about you. It's about his glory being revealed through your journey of faith. Amen? Let us pray. Father, give us the courage to release our grip on the past, to take your hand in the present, and to fix our eyes on the future you've prepared. Help us not to trust in our own understanding, but in your perfect guidance. In Yeshua's name, amen. Well, I hope you were blessed by this message. As always, please email me at lotsoflove@ministries@yahoo.com with questions, comments, or requests. Especially if you're in my local area in the central panhandle of Florida, If you want to be baptized or discipled, let me know. Send me an email. I'm here for you. So until next time, may there be shalom in your home.